午好。首先特别感谢哈佛大学北岸学社的盛情邀请，成就了本次卢军宏台长的哈佛之行。感谢在座的各位大学的老师们、同学们、各大媒体嘉宾以及远道而来的朋友们，也特别感恩专程前来助缘的法师住持们，再一次感谢大家。弘法大师卢军宏台长是澳洲东方华语电台的台长，弘扬佛法和说法传统文化已有20年。卢台长所创立的心灵法门在世界范围内掀起了一股学佛修心的热潮。近年来，卢台长的弘法足迹遍及世界各地，其中包括北美、欧洲、澳洲、亚洲等上百个国家和地区。现在全世界已有500多万人跟随台长学佛，学习中华文化。卢台长的网站更在短短的3年内点击率超过1600万，卢台长的信众遍及世界各地，涵盖社会各个阶层，受益人群不计其数。作为佛法的集大成者，人类灵魂的心灵导师，卢台长帮助全世界500多万人得到心灵的解脱，改变命运，离苦得乐。鉴于卢台长为世界和平与文化发展所做的突出贡献，在2012年7月，由英国伦敦主办的世界宗教联合大会上，卢台长获得世界和平奖这一殊荣及年度世界和平大使这一称号。在本月，卢台长又获得了由英国国会上议院颁发的英联邦民族社区特别贡献奖。这不仅是世界宗教界对卢军宏台长数十年弘扬佛法、广度众生的最高肯定，也是心灵法门学佛人的无上骄傲。今天我们首先有请几位同修上台和我们分享他们的学佛体会，随后卢台长将和我们一起探讨慈心慧命、佛法改变人生。现在我们欢迎来自美国加州的佛友 Colin Hayward 同修和我们分享心灵法门如何改变自身和家人的命运，通过念小房子成功扭转了家人危及生命的疾病。Hayward 先生将用英文分享，而卢军宏台长的弟子王世燕女士将同台做现场翻译，让我们掌声欢迎。
As time progressed, however, I eventually settled into the habit of completely ignoring the spiritual aspect of my life. I was spending 6 days a week working on my business and very little else.
Yes.
但是随着时间的推进, 我孙峰陷入到一种对精神层面的生活全然不顾的状态, 一周工作6天, 只为了生意奔忙, 其他什么都没做。
25 years later, I was introduced to Kuan Yin Compassion Practice and began to learn about Kuan Yin and the spiritual healing practice that she has brought to earth.
25年后, 我被引介了心灵法门, 并且开始了解观世音菩萨
It wasn't easy at the beginning. In fact, it was very difficult. I struggled to complete just one little house in a week, and I'm sure the quality was quite poor. Being able to hear about the success of other people using Kuan Yin Compassion Practice was critical in my progress. In fact, two of my family members had life-changing healings directly as a result of using Kuan Yin Compassion Practice. My wife specifically was healed of a life-threatening gynecology problem.
一开始并不容易，其实是非常困难的。我费好大力气才能在一个星期完成一张小房子。我确定质量也是比较差的。听到别人修习心灵法门的成功，是我进步的关键。事实上，我的两位家人用心灵法门来治疗疾病。
Wow. When I realized that this was truly possible, I was so thankful that I was able, open enough to accept the practice. I admit that at the beginning I was simply doing the daily prayers in the little houses because I saw them work for other people. I was really just hoping that they would work for me one day. The idea that I could have a direct effect on my physical and mental health, personal relationships, and business success was incredibly attractive. My belief in the benefits of a strong work ethic, plus the idea that you can only get out of something that what you put into it, made Kuan Yin Compassion Practice something that I wanted to learn and know more about.
我对自己当初头脑开放的接受了心灵法门而感谢。我承认一开始，因为我看到心灵法门对其他人有效，我才做了功课和念小房子。我的确希望有一天对我也起作用。想到能直接让我改善身心健康、人际关系和事业成功，这些念头的确非常有吸引力。我相信努力工作。
Slowly but surely, I have become more accurate and faster at reciting my daily meditations as well as my little houses. Once or twice, I have completed two little houses in one day.
慢慢的，但是确定的，我能更加准确和快速的完成功课和小房子。
Last year, we decided to sell everything we owned in California and move to Mexico. In order to do that, I needed to sell my 30-year-old business, as well as our home and the property where the business was located. We turned to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva to help us accomplish these goals. I quickly added the wish-fulfilling mantras to my daily prayers in order to help us clear the pathway for three successful sales. Incredibly, all three closed in the very same week. It was a beautiful example of being helped on earth by the spiritual healing practice of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva.
去年，我们决定卖掉我们在加州的所有财产，搬到墨西哥去。为了卖掉我拥有30年的生意、我们的私人住宅和商业房产，我们请求观世音菩萨帮助我们完成我们的目标。 为了这三项产业的出售成功而铲平道路，我们很快在每日的功课里加念了准提神咒。难以置信的是，这三份产业都在同一个时间内出手了，这是观世音菩萨帮助人间事情的很好的例子。
Earlier in the year, my mother had passed after a long illness. At this time, we had not yet learned about the Kuan Yin practice. However, we began to recite prayers for her as soon as we understood that we could help her experience a smooth transition. On the 50th day after her death, she appeared in a dream to me, waving goodbye with a big smile on her face. I could hardly believe it. My dreams were never this vivid before. After she was cremated, we buried her ashes on a beautiful mountainside in California.
今年早些时候，我的母亲在长期患病后离开了人世。刚开始，我们还不知道心灵法门，但是后来我们一了解到可以帮助她往生，我们就开始为她念经了。她过世的第五十天，她到了我的梦里，为我挥手，微笑着挥手告别。我觉得真是不可思议，我的梦境从来没有这么真切和鲜明过。
Part of my personal growth has been an incredible leap in the level of compassion that I have. Compassion for other animals, for people, for pretty much everything that I experience. My attitude has always been that my first responsibility was to take care of myself, and that should be enough. I figured that if everyone focused on being moral and happy themselves, the world would be a better place. My transformation to a much more compassionate person is remarkable. I've learned that my compassion for other beings has always been there, I just never wanted to admit it.
我个人的成长在慈悲心上有一个飞跃，对他人、对动物、对我经历的一切事物的慈悲心。我以前的心态是，首先 要对我自己负责就够了，我以为每一个人能够有道德和快乐，那么这就是一个美好的世界。但是很明显的，我变得更有慈悲心了。我认识到，我其实一直对他人有慈悲心的，只是以前我不想承认罢了。
After a year of practicing Kuan Yin compassion practice, I had a dream about an energy requester that requested 90 little houses. At first, I was resentful that I had all this work to do, which seemed to be connected with a family energy requester, not something that was directly related to my own karma. Eventually, I realized that doing this work was very important to help my family clear major karma from past lifetimes and create a smoother present and future.
休息心灵法门一年之后，我梦见一个要经者问我要90张小房子。刚开始我非常恼怒，以为这是我的家族的要经者，而不是我直接造的业。后来我认识到，念这么多的小房子是非常重要的，它可以消掉我的家族前世的孽障，使我们的现在和将来更加顺利。
I'm so grateful for learning about the spiritual healing practice of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. It has blessed my families and my life in a very short period of time. I look forward to helping Kuan Yin compassion practice grow and flourish in the United States for many years to come.
我非常感恩能学习观世音菩萨的心灵法门，它在很短的时间里为我的全家、为我的生活带来福分。我期待在今后的日子里 帮助心灵法门在美国成长壮大、开花结果。谢谢你们。我们再一次感谢 Colin Hayward 先生和王赤燕女士。现在我们欢迎来自澳洲墨尔本的佛友 Tim 同修，和我们分享他的学佛体会。心灵法门是智慧之门，是方便之门，更是救人之门。让我们掌声欢迎。
修，各位老师，女士们，先生们，大家下午好。首先，感恩大慈大悲的观世音菩萨，感恩大慈大悲的卢军宏台长，给了我这么一个殊胜的机会，和大家分享学习心灵法门的体会，深感荣幸，谢谢大家。众所周知，心灵法门因此的时间不长，但传播速度之快，影响范围之广，信诸永代之盛，有目共睹。历史的发展是归人的意志为转移的，历史选择了卢台长这位来自澳大利亚的侨领，被尊称为人类的心灵导师，以其慈悲为怀，广度有缘众生的大愿力，开启了以居士之身弘法度众、济世救民的一代新风，其弘法足迹遍及亚洲、欧洲和美洲，所到之处反应热烈，留下了许多震撼人心的弘法场面，也记录下了许多弥足珍贵的救人箭头。目前全世界有500多万信众跟随台长学习心灵法门，卢台长的弘法实践也充分表达了他为天地立心、为百姓立命、为普世求太平的热切情怀。今年七月，世界宗教联合大会特授予卢台长世界和平奖，实乃名次实归，也是我们华人的骄傲。因此，在末法时期，我们能遇到卢台长和这么殊胜的法门，也是我们这一代人的幸运慧命。一，心灵法门是智慧之门。当今世界，我们赖以生存的地球，我们美丽的家园，灾难频繁，危机四伏。尽管人们的物质生活远比以前丰富，但人心不古，道德滑坡，人越功利，自身如火。我们的心每天面临着许多压力，生活在烦恼和痛苦之中，各种危机和灾难随时发生。凡此种种危机，归根到底是道德的危机、人心的危机。居安思危，人心思定，平平安安是我们的福啊。可现在我们每天生活在匆匆忙忙之中，没有停的时候，都感觉自己过得那么辛苦。我们的心在连绵不断的欲望、贪念、恐惧、失望中纠缠着，即使有快乐的时光，也是那么昙花一现，说没就没有了，不知不觉一转眼一辈子就过去了。因此我们多么需要那种祥和、安心、安静、理解和包容，需要享受内心的那份纯净和质朴，找到永久的快乐、平安的港湾。那么在这世界上有没有？有，这就是我们的心。卢台长的心灵法门就是要开启人生的智慧，改变命运。卢台长说，心灵是锁，法门是钥匙，用法门打开你的心灵，即心灵法门。说得多好，过去我们迷茫，不明真相，不懂道理，在一片诱惑中辨别不清方向，在使我人生的拼搏中离良心越来越远。所以卢台长的心灵法门就是让着我们明白人生的道理，万般带不走，只有业随身，让我们学会放下，让佛照的心安宁，顺因自然，才能宁静致远。烦恼和清净实际上取决于自己的心，取决于一念之间，只有打破束缚我们心灵的枷锁，洗涤充满内心的污泥浊水，才能让内心清澈如初，看到自己的良心和本性，返璞归真，实现生命的超越。二，心灵法门是方便之门。佛教是教化，是教理，佛法上说的是人生的宇宙，人生的真相是无上智慧。俗话说佛度有缘人，今天卢台长来到这里，就是把佛的种子、佛的智慧种在大家的心里。因此今天在座的都是有福之人，也是跟佛菩萨有缘之人。心灵法门的核心是慈悲，行菩萨道，走方便门。心灵法门提倡学人间佛法，在生活中学佛，在学佛中生活，在实践中修行。卢台长以白话的形式讲解深奥的佛学理论，讲佛法的微言大义，融入百姓的日常生活中，深入浅出，言语点醒梦中人， 通过修行明因果知灵魂信缘分，通过修心念经获得学佛的利益，使生活的充实从容。心态改变了，心量大了，境界提高了，碰到问题自己通过智慧的审视和判断来化解，自我调节不良的心理状态，远离痛苦，获得安乐。心灵法门恢复了自信，改变了生活，找回了幸福。这种平民化、生活化、智慧化的学佛方法深入人心，信众遍及海内外各个阶层，切身的感受实在的利益，从而更激发起他们学佛的热情，向学佛的更高层次迈进。三，心灵法门是救人之门，心灵法门弘扬的是大乘佛法，帮助众生，救助众生，使其精神内涵。弘法需要方法，救人更具精神。卢太长无私忘我、舍命救主的崇高精神，就是大慈悲菩萨心的光辉写照。我们所看到的他的超乎自然的能量，不是凭空而来，而是来自于慈悲众生的菩提心，来自于他普度众生的大愿力和利益众生的不凡使命，是我们学习的榜样。救人信救心，卢太长的心灵法门揭示了人生、生命、生活的真正意义，六道轮回中各个生命层次的因循规律，生命状态的高低、生活的幸福与否、心量的大小，均由心灵状态决定。有的人生活在人间，尽管贫穷，但犹如生活在天堂一般；有的人尽管十分富有，但多灾多难，痛苦不堪，犹如生活在地狱一样。天堂地狱尽显人间，因果报应丝毫不爽。因此我们只有仰仗有使命的大菩萨善知识的帮助引领，才能认识这个规律，明道理，立正信，成为有修为的人。依靠今天的修行积功累德，帮助众生脱离苦海，离苦得乐。修心修的是境界和心态。我们生活在人间，不仅要珍惜今天的生活，更要珍惜自己的慧命。我们不能再等了，不能再迷失了。今天你有机会就像心灵法门，是天赐良机，要倍加珍惜。四，心灵法门是文化之门，佛教智慧博大精深，中华文化源远流长，弘扬中华文化，传承民族精神，也是我们每个华人的神圣使命。在中华文明的5000年历史长河中，中华文化已如是。